assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Who's cleverer, Skippy, Flipper, or Miss Dave?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Where's our show at?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Now I'm back in studio.
Yes.
Things were getting a bit ragged.
Were they?
Our Rabs is doing a very good job, but
yes.
I don't know what happened.
And out there.
No, they were good.
Ragged out there.
You had lost your way, so I've come back.
Right.
In studio, Jai Caldwell, speaking of in studio.
Good-looking man.
Very good-looking young man, and of course, playing very nice football for the Bombers.
Yes.
So that's coming up shortly. Mitch Cleary we're going to speak to.
Not a good-looking man.
The Maasai Warrior.
Yeah.
Because there's a bit going on, especially around the trade situation.
He's not coming in?
No, he's on.
You know
the phone.
Why?
Cold slaw. He's calling it a cold slaw. He's got a cold sore. Is that what he's saying?
Yes, Jimmy.
He had one once, Bill.
What happened to Jay-Z?
Hump Day quiz.
Oh, yeah, good one today, right.
So
Jim.
So we've
good
got
one.
A very nice show coming up. As I say, hello to you.
Great to see you, Jimmy boy. I tell you what, it's good to have you in the studio.
In studio.
A lot better. There's no smoke and mirrors. And ridiculous Ackermans.
Oh, okay.
And ridiculous Ackermans.
Is that better or no?
Acronym. Ridiculous Ackerman.
Rebs, that's out. Still another 10 seconds.
Ridiculous Ackermans.
Get rid of
acronyms.
It.
Acronyms. And ridiculous Ackerman.
I've got Jai sitting out here. He's watching.
Ridiculous Ackerman.
Oh, I'm kind of thinking my fool's head. So we didn't have the smoke and mirrors stuff.
Well, no, we got it. I just wanted to play that.
I think on the week, Adelaide had come out and said it's going to be a low scoring game. So they're pretty straight to the word. They don't talk a lot of smoke and shadows behind the windows.
Smoke and shadows behind the windows. Oh, Jim, you got to laugh at all that.
With the off cuts of the acronyms,
yeah.
What I love is we were listening to them before in here, and there's a couple of... just in the middle of an ad read.
Well, when I get nervous, Jim.
You're nervous reading an ad.
We do have something with you. We're the King of Kings. We've got an extended version
today.
Dogsy's come through again.
Oh, what a legend.
Which is fantastic.
Well, I explained it perfectly. It was Sam on Street Talk.
Yeah, well,
and the bloke had no clue.
Yes, and he...
Who the King of Kings was.
He doesn't like the Kangaroos, but he barracks for North Melbourne, which was quite interesting. So stand by. Speaking of Dogsy, time now for a rabbit.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hurry up, Bill, and get to the rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Legends making legends at Builders Academy. Buildersacademy.com.au.
Toby Green looks certain to return for his 199th game, Jim.
Good.
So 200th next week.
Thank you.
Takes on St Kilda on Sunday there. The Cats will welcome back Jack Henry. He's had that foot, missed all year. But his brother goes out.
What happened there?
Knacker.
He's done a Pops Kelly.
He did a Pops Kelly steel side bottom.
Yes.
He did the
ruptured
old
Ruptured Nurry.
Late in the game last week.
Well, that's got to hurt.
It's got to hurt. Remember, was it James Kelly or steel side bottom? They actually landed.
I think it was James Kelly. Yeah, landed.
On the knacker.
Yeah, that's it.
And it just went.
Oh, damn. Because the actual Nurry is different from the skin. Like the skin, I think they just stitch up and you box on. But
right.
A Nurry.
Yeah. Yeah. When that explodes, what happens?
Oh, I think that's some time out of the game.
Yeah, a couple of weeks there for Ollie boy. So good luck there.
Yes.
Nice to see Guthrie or Stanley. Some Brad Close will come back for the Cats there, Jimmy.
I'll have a listen to Fat. First club to ever have an injury. Yep.
Sharon is changing its name for the Sir Douglas Nicholls round, of course, this weekend. Melbourne are Nar, of course. And Port Adelaide are going to be called Yatapulti.
Yatapulti?
Yatapulti.
So what are the TJ Sharon's going to be called?
Well, the footy is now going to be called Wailoa. Why lower?
For any particular reason?
It's Tiwi for football.
Oh, good.
There you go.
Righto.
Now, if I mispronounce those, I'm sorry. But that's pretty good, I think, Grabsy. I think I got them right there. So that is good. Daniel Rioli and Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody got together and did that. So that is good. I like that, Jimmy boy.
Yes, well done.
Bit of basketball. Matty Dellavedova is...
Matty Dellavedova.
Him. He's set to return to Melbourne United. He signed a 2-year deal, played last year, didn't win the grand final, so he's coming back. So good luck there.
We like Delhi.
What about the Kings? They've won their last two NBL titles, Jim. Mm-hmm. The Sydney Kings.
Sydney Kings, yeah. I know.
He's the King of Kings.
No, different one.
Coached by Chase Burford, okay, American. The Kings have declined their option for a third year with a head coach. He's coached the last two.
And they don't want him.
No, no.
Back to back.
Tough school.
Back to back. So I think he's looking for a job over in NBA and he can't commit. So interesting times. And in the semifinals of the NBA, Denver Nuggets have defeated the LA Lakers. So they're one zip up, Jimmy boy.
In Denver.
In Denver. And the game two is in Denver.
It was quite tight, wasn't it?
Oh, it was 132-126, high scoring. And, of course, Boston take on Miami. That's tomorrow.
Is that in altitude? Yep. There's altitude.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Even inside?
Is
still
it?
Still a factor?
I don't know how altitude works actually inside.
That used to be big 10 years ago. We haven't heard much of the old altitude. Remember they had bikes in rooms. They did, Jim.
Bikes in
You're talking about altitude rooms, like for training?
Yes, yes.
Right, that's okay. Okay. Didn't know where you were going, but...
Might have had a bike on top of Mount Kosciuszko, but no. Hey, speaking of the basketball, the draft lottery over there that they use. So, Ramsey, tell us about this, because there was four teams that had 14% of getting...
Three teams
had 14%, the bottom three teams, of getting pick number one.
Yeah, so the lower you finish on the ladder, the more balls you have in the lottery. But if you finish in the bottom three, you can't get a pick lower than five.
Right.
So,
and it was the Spurs who got pick number one.
Correct.
They took Victor Wembanyama, who's, Jim, 7'3".
Yes.
He's French. Yes. He's only 19, averages 21.6 points. He's a generational talent. Is he's going to be a superstar.
Well, speaking of which, I don't know, Hose might be able to have a look at this. Is it Netflix or what? They've just released a show, or it's been out for a while, called Air. Have you heard about this? Matt Damon.
The movie.
Talking,
It's on Prime.
Is it Prime? Yeah. Talking about how Nike signed Michael Jordan.
Yeah, and on Prime.
And it changed the whole industry. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's also Jason Bateman. We're talking about him.
Ben Affleck.
Yep. It's a really cool show.
Would that work in the AFL, a lottery?
No, I don't reckon. Well, I don't think teams throw seasons away like they used to in the NBA. They got halfway through and just never wanted to win again.
There's three this year.
Hawthorn and West Coast this weekend.
Well, I don't think they're just not very good. I think there's a difference between not being very good and just legitimately throwing your season away.
Cricket, Joffa Archer out, ruled out of the Ashes. Jim.
Do you want me to go back and get the audio of 2019 when I guaranteed you we would never see this again?
Yeah, what?
That he would never do what he was doing in that series ever again.
Spot on. What about the races at Bendigo today?
Oh, yes, please.
Bendigo, race one, number one. Have a listen who just gets up in a bob.
100 metres to go. Kappa 39 is coming home hard, marching, stopping. Kappa 39's lunging, and I reckon the Whiz got up.
The Whiz.
And the Whiz was at Bendigo, on track.
Was he really?
He was there,
is he attached to the horse
part
in any way?
Owner?
Part owner. Right.
$11.40. Yeah, so he was there, the Whiz. He said, I hear someone screaming out Kappa. I thought I must have got the bob. Thanks to Nick Ryan and the trainers, all the owners came up from Melbourne to Bendigo. It's a great place to win. It's great, actually, to get up. Just great win. Hopefully we can go in for the rest of the year. So he went on and on.
All right, that's good stuff. That's
you're much more coherent when
I
you
talk
speak as Whiz than when you talk normally. Maybe there's something in that.
Coherent.
Yeah.
By the way, race six, number eight at Bendigo, Jezalenko.
Jezalenko!
It won also today, so a big day.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm going nude for the next break.
No, he's back in his chair.
Oh, no.
I've got to
turn him off.
Saturday night, it is dream time at the G. Essendon versus Richmond. We're joined by young Bombers star Jai Caldwell.
Caldwell trying to be creative. My word, he's creative. Right forward pocket. Something special from Jai Caldwell.
Well, he's back. Caldwell again bobs up. Left foot ball from the pocket.
Bendigo Flyer.
He is.
Up to GWS and now back at his beloved Bombers. How are you, mate?
Going well, guys. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks for coming in. We love when people come in.
We
it's
do.
Good. It's how good. It used to be, and then we stopped it with COVID, obviously.
COVID,
but now we're back with people in studio. It's brilliant. How are you going? You having a good season yourself? The Bombers have just hit a little road hump in the last couple of weeks. You've had some injury. You've lost a few.
Yeah.
How's it feeling?
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, early on in my career, I had a fair few injuries, but probably the last couple of years, I've actually been able to play a fair bit of footy. Last year, I played 20 games, and this year's round 10, I haven't missed. So just getting consistency in my body's huge. But obviously, we started off the year pretty well. I thought we won four and one at the stage.
Yeah.
but probably last 3 weeks has let us down.
But
you've
been
bit.
In those games though.
Competitive. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Very lost the last four, but being competitive and played some good sides.
Yeah, exactly. We where do we start? Melbourne. That's a huge win for us. It gave us a lot of confidence. Mm. And then we rolled on to Collingwood up by 30 at three-quarter time.
Yes.
But, yeah, couldn't manage.
What the hell happened there, Jizer?
Come on, Jizer.
I don't know. We lost our system. Probably a bit of effort. But, that was a bit of a nasty loss. And then even Port, Brisbane on the weekend, Geelong, there's been periods that we've been on top of the game for half of it, but haven't been able to get the win.
I was there, obviously, Anzac Day, 28 points up at three-quarter time, and I'm sitting there waiting for the final term to start thinking, if Collingwood kicked the first goal,
they're
a real chance. Did you get that same feeling? Like, oh, no, here we go.
Yeah, it's a bit, especially against Collingwood, because even last year, late last year, when we played and Jamie Elliott kicked that goal after the siren, you can tell when they've got a sniff. Like, once they kick a couple goals, like, even I feel like from an opposition perspective, you look at that and they've got belief they can actually come back and win the game. I feel like that's a huge thing to build within a team. So even like that, like we probably got dictated to a bit, just playing into their hands. And they had full confidence and momentum and capitalised on it.
They did indeed. That's what they got, belief. There's no doubt about that. Last week, a tough game, but I tell you what, I loved Andrew McGrath's game. How good was he on Charlie Cameron?
Unbelievable. He was our best player internally. We do a vote each week, which most clubs would do, and he got it. So he was unbelievable. Shut down one of the best small forwards in the competition. Yep. Did he kick one? I'm not sure.
Charlie, no.
Didn't get one. Yeah, so,
and you caught one too. Got a nice little shiner there.
This was today, actually.
Today?
Today, yeah.
Jeez, that just happened.
Fresh, yep, today.
Poke in the eye or an elbow?
It was an elbow, yeah. So I got a little elbow from Sam Durham, a little friendly fire one, but all good.
All good. You'll be right.
Are you going with Scotty? First year under Brad Scott, who, of course, was at North with me for years, and I absolutely love him. How are you finding him?
Yeah, I love him too. He brings a different head to the club, I feel like. This is my third coach in 5 years. I've done Leon, Truck, and then now Scotty. So it's good to finally, hopefully, have a bit of stability with Scotty. But, he's great. Like, he's good to talk to. He wants you to play in your best position, but he also has a lot of confidence in you to strive and be a great football player.
He's smart.
Yeah, and the thing he always used to say, which I loved back in my time with him, is I don't care what you can't do. I just want to get out of here what you're good at. And that's such a great thing for a young person to hear.
Because you feel like sometimes you might play, but you might be pushed to, like, out of scrub. Position. You might out of position, but you don't really get your confidence or play good footy doing that. So he's real, focused on if you're in, you're playing where you're good at, show your strength. Yeah, so
beautiful. Love it.
Yeah, it's great.
And you wanted to come back to Victoria, mate. You're up there in Sydney, but just wanted to get back here, the heartland.
Yeah, it's a few different reasons. I thought that my best footy was probably down here.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with GWS. Loved my time there, but thought going forward, I'd probably want to be somewhere else, I feel like.
Yes, exactly. And mum and dad, where are they? Are they still in Bendigo?
Yeah, they nestled up in Bendigo. The old man's brought a caravan, which he hasn't used yet, but they're packing up and going away shortly, I reckon.
Travelling up to Northern Territory. I know. And you get stuck behind them, Jim. They're doing 72 Ks an hour.
Shocking.
Exactly.
But he won't go far. He'd probably go up to Kerang and back. That's about it.
I'll tell you, it's nuts. Like, I've just been down to Port Ferry, the joint down there, and the caravan park near the footy ground down there, Bill, Chockers. This time of year used to be empty. There would not be a caravan in there because she's nice and cold.
Yeah.
Now, half full.
Yeah.
Like, still. I reckon that's one of the things COVID did. People did, like your dad, bought themselves a caravan, realised how good regional Victoria is, and they're just on the roads.
Nice, I think he just got bored, to be honest. It wasn't COVID.
The titanium caravans?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Of course. Our mob.
Nice.
Hey, now we need to hang on to Jizer because...
Or dream time.
Well, that as well as...
And Naya?
Naya?
Naya, Naya.
Mrs, yep. Naya, Naya West.
Yeah, Naya, Naya West United.
Yep, exactly. No, she's good.
That's a team, by the way.
I think.
More with Jai Caldwell from the Essendon Footy Club on the Rush Hour next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Time to touch the Rush Hour family. 1-3-3-5.
No, it is not time to do that.
It is.
Jai Caldwell from the Essendon Footy Club has stuck around. By the way, Essendon are encouraging all supporters and members to rock up to the G this Saturday night to witness one of the most significant events on the AFL calendar and break, JB, the official dream time at the G attendance record of 86,000 fans.
Yeah, well, it's a brilliant night. Huge. Get along. Enjoy that, Essendon fans. And that game is going to be fascinating, of course, Jaisa. But then, if you have a look at the next month,
who
West
they got,
Coast.
Tim? Yeah, win.
North Melbourne.
Win.
Carlton and then the bye. So some gettable games coming up here for the Bombers, getting themselves back on track. You got a couple of defenders back in. Yep. Jake Kelly, I think, has come back. Who was?
Ridley.
Jordan Ridley.
Jake's still a bit crook, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's gone to the protocols.
Yeah,
because he was a bit delayed as he goes from there, but he'll probably miss, I think.
Okay.
So Saturday night at the G, it'll be huge. Do you talk about it at all at training?
Yeah, we had training today and yesterday. Yeah, it's massive. No, like, it's huge.
Do you know Richmond have won the last 13?
Oh, Bill.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Jai.
I don't reckon you need to be bringing that up. Jai's been good enough
to come in. Have been brought up at the meeting, Jai.
No. No, not with Scotty. Last year it was, and it's stuck in my head, so I do know that.
13. Richmond have won the last 13 against Essendon at Dreamtime at the G.
Well, that's flattened him off. He's up and about.
He'll bounce back. He can change it.
Andrew McGrath, he said he hasn't beaten Richmond yet, and he's 2016 draft.
Is he from Canada?
Yeah, he's got a Canadian passport.
That'd be Canadian.
Tell us about Naya. She's a beautiful-looking girl. How long have we been swinging hands?
About 5 years.
For Sydney girls? Coming
out there? She's actually Geelong. Ooh. I went to school with her. Geelong
Grammar.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yep. Well, our kids Geelong went to Geelong Grammar.
Yes.
That was money well spent.
Not really. Couldn't find a scholarship for it.
No, there was none of them kicking around. Don't worry. Mind you, you have to excel at something. And normally you'd get one of them.
No, exactly. Who do you live with? Vossy?
Yeah, Pat Voss. Good man.
He's from New South Wales, isn't he?
Yeah, Wagga Wagga.
Wagga Wagga. Yeah. A tall forward. Yeah. And the other one's Kane Baldwin. Who's a tall forward?
Back. Played on Danaher Hipwood last week.
Oh, good. All right.
So he's got his chance.
From South Australia, Jim.
Yeah,
I like that. Now, we always do this with, especially if people are good enough to come in.
Yes.
We like to find out about a couple of our favourites. And there's the three or four at Essendon that fascinate me.
Who, Jim?
Brandon Zerk Thatcher. What sort of a unit's he? Got a different look about him?
Yeah, he's different. That's fine.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well,
I rate him as one of the best defenders, I feel like.
No, this has nothing to do with their ability to play.
No,
they're all brilliant players.
We're just talking about
what sort of personality are we dealing with?
He's different. Does stuff outside the box.
That's all right.
Give us an example of that.
probably can't say it. Well, on radio, but
there's some stuff happening outside the box.
Matt Guelfi. With the hair?
Yeah, the big roux. He's
injured, isn't he? What's he done? Hammy?
Hammy. He's back next week, I think.
Clermont boy, good looking.
No, he's a good looking roux. And all that.
He does a bit of works, but he's pretty full on guy as well. He's out there.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind himself.
What about Massimo D'Ambrosio?
Ooh.
He's very dedicated.
Yes.
He's straight shooter.
Pesty. Got a bit of pest in him.
A pest.
A bit of mongrel.
Yeah.
I reckon he does.
Yeah, good righto. Yeah. And of course, we've got to ask the obvious.
Have to ask.
Oh, the drapes.
Big drape.
Yeah, just look at him. It's hard to tell what's wrong with that guy, but he's an absolute character. He's great for the footy club. He's a personally good mate of mine, and he's a ripper.
Mate, he's awesome for the footy.
Yeah. Oh, great. Fantastic. A 2-metre Peter, you miss him. Is he due soon, maybe,
soon,
back?
Soon, yeah. Ahead of schedule, apparently.
Good.
Yep.
That'd be good.
Massive for us, yep.
Yeah, big 2-metre.
Missed a big target down there.
Bloody oath.
And Europe in the off-season?
Last year.
Last year I went to Europe, yep. Went for about four and a half weeks.
Just the boys? Came with you, or was it
Naya
just the boys?
With me, yeah. So we had a little group go over. Yep. And then I met up with Naya halfway through, absolutely perfect.
Yeah, you'd had enough of singing the boys.
Enough of the boys. I wanted to get out of there. I was like, yep, you can go do your own stuff. I'm with Naya now and nailed it perfectly.
Oh, that's great. Well, where did we go?
I went to Barcelona.
Oh, that's a good joint.
Ibiza, Saint-Tropez.
Oh, hello.
London, Paris, did Oktoberfest.
Ooh, Prost.
Yeah. So your favourite? If someone says to you, right, if I have to tick one of those boxes, which one am I doing?
I love Barcelona. early on the trip. It was good.
Could you work out the fact that the restaurants didn't open until about 11:15?
Yeah, we'd get up in the morning and it'd be 11 o'clock and there'd be no one inside. You'd be walking around like thinking there'd be something's gone off.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
They're built. There's nothing Why happens there siesta. Until about
siesta. But then the siesta during the day, I thought.
I think they have a couple.
Yeah, right. Siesta. They run their own race. A nap, isn't it?
That's a nap.
Yeah.
Beautiful place.
Yeah. Beautiful place.
Did you immerse yourself in the architecture, Jaisa?
Oh, yeah, I can see you doing that. Did you go and have a look at the monument?
Most of the time, it'd be in the we'd probably wake up a bit doughy, so it'd probably be in the afternoon.
So what did you go and see? What monument?
I saw that big cathedral.
Sagrada de Familia.
That's it. Yeah. When I saw that.
What struck you there? What did you take away?
We didn't go inside of it. But
Just outside. The cab, had a look and right up.
Got a photo and, that's enough.
Did you go to the old Gothic area and see the human statues?
What's that called?
People that don't move for a whole day.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Real
people. It's unbelievable, Bill.
What you see in the streets
down here. Street art, basically. There's a whole street of them. And there was one when I was there where they had the... It was like a bomb scene out of World War II. So they had all the barbed wire, and he was suspended in the barbed wire like he'd been blown up.
What, for a day?
For a whole day.
No,
Fat, I'm telling you, they don't move. And when they're good enough, you just drop a couple of euros in because that's bloody good work.
Yeah.
Suspended.
You didn't see that, John?
I didn't see that, no.
That's one of the main attractions in Barcelona.
Well, I'll have to go back this year.
You must have been doing some other sites while you were there. Now, how do people get into the tickets still on sale? We got any
I believe there's some tickets remaining, but make sure you get there. Break the record, 86,000 the attendance at Dreamtime at the G.
Oh, nice.
All right, Joy.
Good to see you, Joy. Thanks for coming in. Good luck. Your eye in. Right and beat the Tigers for the first time in 18 years.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Jai Caldwell from the Essendon Footy Club on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
See if we can get the show back on track.
You got no chance.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
Jai Caldwell, lovely young man.
Lovely. If you, that's who you want your daughter to meet, Jim, wouldn't you?
Nia's enjoying that side of him. Just a very nice, considerate young
Whatever
man.
That was.
You can't talk.
What's wrong with you?
What? You I said talk. That Nia is his girlfriend and she's enjoying the fact that he's a beautiful, considerate
that
young man.
That's what you're trying to say.
Part of that, don't you understand? What's wrong with you?
Hump day quiz?
Yes.
That's all. No, ring now 133353, and we want people up, Jimmy boy, because one of the great prizes of all time,
$200 to the Thirsty Camel, if you don't mind. Thirsty Camel's Hump Club membership has its perks. Join in store or at thirstycamel.com.au.
How drink thirsty is the camel, right?
I think he's actually at a Thirsty Camel, so we can't hear him at the moment. He's busy.
Okay. Well, you haven't got the button?
No.
Hump Day quiz, very good prize, 5 questions. It's easy, but you've got to be up and out. And about, and also sell yourself to the girls when they answer. Sell yourself.
Is that it?
That's all. That was a nice pump up.
It was. Hump Day quiz up next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, is that a smile? Yeah. I've got a smile.
The smile is because you are an idiot.
Right now, it's time for the Hump Day quiz, though.
Live from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Thanks to Thirsty Camel's Hump Club. Membership has its perks. Join in-store or at thirstycamel.com.au. Drink responsibly. And now, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
That's a real thirsty camel. Yes, there we go, $200 voucher. Let's meet the contestants. Robert from Tatura. Hello, Robert.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Rob. Who do you barrack for?
The Mighty Bluebaggers, mate.
Mighty Bluebaggers, well.
Do you head into the pub, have a wee?
Yeah, plenty of times.
And my head's still there?
It is. Right on the face every time, Bill, right now.
What do you do, Robbie?
I'm a school teacher, mate, so try me luck with that.
At Tatura Primary?
No, I'm actually in Kyabram, home of Gary Lyon.
Kai. That is.
Exactly right.
Nice one. Rob, you scream your name out when you know the answer. Who else we got?
Right,
Jakey boy there. G'day, Jake.
G'day, Fat. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Jim's here too. And Brett. Hey, what do you do?
Hi, Jim.
What do you
do? I'm Petra as well. Same as Rob.
What the hell? And who do you support?
The Blues as well.
Oh, what is going on?
Big game from, isn't that Saturday night, whenever they play? Collingwood, huge,
Sunday,
huge.
Sunday. Yep.
So we've got a high school teacher taking on a primary school teacher, Jim. This will be interesting.
Yeah, right. Both blue baggers. So we got any theming?
No.
Right.
Got no idea. We got a theme, Hose? Oh, a thumbs down.
Double thumbs down.
Exactly.
All right. We've got a thirsty camel's what we've got. So
$200 voucher, right, Jimmy boy. Just yell out your name. Robbie and Jakey.
Righto.
Righto.
The mum of Richmond's Samson Ryan appeared on what iconic Friday night television?
Oh, yes, Jake.
Oh. Roaming Brian.
Yes. Yes. And what did Samson's girlfriend call her mum? His mum?
Plastered.
Yes.
Oh, she's lovely. She's plastered.
That's fantastic.
Going around the globe, that apparently.
Yeah, is it?
Awesome, yep.
Who is the only American playing AFL footy at the
Robert,
minute?
Jake.
Oh, yes, Rob.
Is it big Mason Cox?
It is.
All right, so one all.
Good one, Jim.
Righto.
The school teachers are hard at it.
Yep.
My career's on the line here, boys.
No, it is. So we've got a singing one here because the Falls Festival has been scrapped for 2023. No more Falls Festival.
Why?
They're having a spell.
Right, okay.
It's only on once a year, Jim. You reckon you've got 11 months to
get it up.
It's the first time in 30 years it won't go ahead. Johnny Farnham performed there in 2019. So we're going to do a Johnny Farnham song, and you boys will get a chance. Rob, you'll go first, then Jakey boy, and you've got to finish the line, and you've got to get right into it, okay? I'll give you the line. Righto, so we'll do it again. And Robbie, you're away. Here we go. We're not gonna sit in silence.
We're not gonna be with you.
All right.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Righto, Jake.
Jakey.
Now you know what you got to beat. We're not gonna sit in
silence. We're not gonna live with fear. Whoa.
Oh, Jake wins.
Oh, that's better.
I like it. He finished it strongly.
He did, actually. Well done, Jakey.
All right, 2-1.
2-1, Jakey's way. What sport uses a shuttlecock?
Right.
Yes, Rob.
Badminton.
Badminton, yeah.
Right, so she's ring-a-ding.
I tell that's you, cock to me. A very good team was the New Zealand badminton.
No.
They were.
No.
It just goes to the obvious places. In the
end. What were they called briefly?
The Blackcocks.
Oh! Rob jumping in.
That was a question. I was just,
you were just
amusing myself.
Camel wants your back.
No, they were actually called that, Jim.
No,
for briefly, they were.
So did Rob.
Yes. Righto. Two all. Here we go.
The cider.
Good question, this one. Only a school teacher could get it. What? Are you cramping? No. No. Shut the drum up. What animal can't stick its tongue out?
Oh. Robert.
Yes, Rob?
I don't know, an emu.
No, it's not an emu. Righto, here, Jake? Jakey.
Oh. Any clues?
They sound like Ross Lyon in the box.
Oh. Oh. What animal can't stick its tongue out?
A magpie.
No. It's a crocodile.
Oh, right. Okay.
Good question.
So we're 2-2.
What are you doing, Rob?
Crocodile Rock.
Oh, yeah. Is this where we drop our pants?
No, that's Eagle Rock.
Eagle Rock, yeah.
What the hell is
I don't know how I knew what you were talking about.
Alligators.
You spent too much time together. You
alligators, they can live to be 100 years old.
Right.
Hence the saying. See you later, alligator.
I don't think so.
I don't think that's anything to do with it.
I just made that.
Yeah, no, of course you did. So.
Right. One more question. Well, stop it. Who coined the phrase, Billy, you are king of Geelong?
Jake.
Yes, Jake?
Sandy Roberts.
Yes! Jakey boy!
He's made the quiz about himself.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I think it's there. No, we're not playing it. Righto. Hey, well done, Jakey. You've won a $200 voucher thanks to our very good friends at Thirsty Camel.
Beauty. Thanks, Billy.
All right. Well,
by the way,
Jake, what
Thirsty
Rob get
Camel's
out
Hump Club membership has its perks. Join in-store or at thirstycamel.com.au. I'm telling him. Drink responsibly, by the way. And
Rob out at Tatura.
He's got a $100 Macca's voucher.
How good's that, Rob?
Rob.
Geez, that's all right. Don't know what's healthier, to be honest.
Well, I do.
Both magnificent.
Thirsty camel, so, mate,
go and
my
enjoy.
Friend.
All thank right. you, boys.
Not bad, not bad. Good.
The school teachers
school
are actually,
teachers yeah. smart.
Yeah, you are. Exactly.
By the way, at Macca's, they are preparing for the pregame this footy season, getting comfy at home or heading to the ground early before the game. Macca's knows it's important to make your pregame count, Bill.
They do indeed.
All right, Mitch,
well done,
Cleary, Macca's. Not far away from Channel 7. Need to talk about what's going on
in this country down yes. under.
What's going on?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Still ruled out over there, Jim. They're plantia. A fascist.
Plenty of fascists.
That's it.
You're impressed. The King of Kings entries still to come, plus Mitch Cleary and a present for you, JB. That's all in the second hour of the Rush Hour
how
today.
How long has this incarnation of the Rush Hour been going? In other words, the three of us. 4 years?
No, this is my sixth year.
6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Six years. So you reckon after 6 years you'd know Rabs's name?
Warren.
G'day, Fat. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Jim's here too, and
yep.
Rabsy. I just.
What's the end of that?
Well, g'day, Fat. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Jim's here too, and
yep.
Rabsy.
Bill, what's wrong with you at the minute?
No, I'm actually career best.
That's not career best.
Yes, it is. Let's see. Highlighting. Jimmy boy, Max King will yes. finally pull on the red, yellow and black for the first time this season. Should he get through the next two training sessions? So that'll be good at St Kilda, that is, Jim.
What, they're wearing red, yellow and black this week? Is that what you're saying?
Max King will pull on the red, yellow and black for the first time this season.
They are. It's their it's indigenous their jersey.
Indigenous jersey. So.
See, Jim, don't doubt me.
No, I didn't. I was asking you a question.
I can see your stupid little head
people
going.
People in their cars are going, that's not their jumper colour.
Well, I'm just reading from here, but anyway, he's going to play.
Good.
I tell you, he's out. The Skunk, who joined us last Saturday on the quiz.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, got concussion. So all the best. Hopefully he's back soon because he can play.
Bloody
so that is good signs for St Kilda there. Mm-hmm. They don't know what's going to happen with the Saints. Are they sliding or are they?
Well, Ross the Boss has got a big full trick bag.
He has.
He needs to start diving into it.
I tell you what has gone off like hotcakes, Jim. Campsites for the 60th anniversary edition of the Bathurst 1000.
Oh, people are already starting to bury their slabs.
7,000 sites. 7,000 sites sold in 90 minutes.
Fat, they go up and bury the slab because they're only allowed to have one slab, I think, aren't you?
Per day, per person, and a bottle of spirit and some wine.
So they go and bury them because they know they'll be needing more than one.
Yeah.
And then dig them up.
Shh. Don't tell them because they'll get
I think the
found
authorities
out.
Already know, Bill.
No, no, they don't, Jim. So 90 minutes, 7,000 sites. Jeez, they love it, don't they? The ferals up there on the hill and everywhere. So that is good. 5th to the 8th of October.
Mm-hmm.
And the AFL advised that Melbourne's Lachie Hunter, our man, has been fined $1,500.
Why?
An incident during the Hawthorn Melbourne game.
An incident.
Mm-hmm.
He left the Melbourne interchange area and approached the boundary line outside of the interchange gates. I'll just let me read it. Where the Hawthorn player took possession of the footy.
You just
where
read it.
Gestured towards the player. Right, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Well, the AFL has also confirmed in 2023 that the Toyota AFL Grand Final will remain in the traditional 2:30 slot.
Wow. Wow. This is Gill's last Grand Final.
Commission met on Wednesday, that'd be today, to determine the showpiece game's opening bounce will be at the customary 2:30 time slot.
I don't mind that.
No, I don't mind it either.
But I think this might be the last one.
It'll move eventually, but it'll
slightly
Gill
go
wants,
back and
he's
back.
Done enough in
well
the
done,
game.
Gill.
So if he wants it 2:30, that's what it should
he
be.
He can have whatever he wants.
Mitch Cleary to join us soon, and so will Rosie with your Impress the King of Kings entries. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you do that you now just can't be asked doing?
Going for a run.
Oh! Mitch Cleary, not too far away, otherwise known as the Maasai Warrior, because he used to be just under Damo, who was the purple-headed warrior.
And they both looked the same.
They did look similar.
Yeah.
But he's now at Channel 7 doing a magnificent job. We need to talk trades with him, find out what the player movement looks like.
Yes.
And then we have a look later in the show at a present that I haven't received yet. Well, and I had my birthday last week, so it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Well, it wasn't delivered here till Friday.
Right,
I'll explain it later.
Right, explain it later, Fat. But now,
Triple M's Rush Hour wants to send you and three mates to King Island for the ultimate golf trip.
Johnny, that's better than most.
But to get there, you have to impress a king.
Dear Jim,
King of Kings.
You are the King of Kings.
Thanks to Rex Airlines and Tourism Tasmania. Visit rex.com.au to book your next flight.
That's it. Rex Airlines are now flying direct from Melbourne to King Island, and we're giving you and three mates the chance to head there to play golf at Cape Wickham and Ocean Dunes. Enter online via the win page, triplem.com.au, and all week we'll get Rosie in to read some of your entries out.
Two nights accommodation on King Island, golf, hire car, valued at $6,000. But we had a nice little opener yesterday that we heard, which was the King of Kings.
He's the King of Kings!
But Two Dogs, our man at the footy show, who did some great work there, has sent through the full grab with Sam doing street talk on the streets of North Melbourne, and was asking about North Melbourne, and then, of course, asked about our great man here.
How do you think Jimmy Brayshaw, you know he's the president?
Yes, I love him so much. He's the King of Kings. He's everything to me.
He's everything to me.
Had no idea.
No
clue.
Oh, fantastic. So that's it now. Well done, dogs.
Well done, dogs.
Hello, host.
Very amusing. Thank you for everybody who's entered as well, triplem.com.au on the win page. Some great stories. It is a cracking prize. We have to determine whether you like these stories or not.
Righto.
You have a special thumb.
I do. Caesar. She goes up if I like it, down if I don't. Here we go.
Does this impress the King of Kings, Bill?
Righto.
From Brent from Inverloch. I was sitting on the deck when you, JB, rolled into Cathedral Golf Course with the likes of Purple, Gary Lyon, The Foss and the main man, Hutchie.
Oh, yeah.
Was very surprised to hear the drink order for the lads. Oh. A round of VB cans for everyone, except Foss had a solo and you had a vodka. Not really a drink for the King of Kings, champ.
Oh, so you had a vodka.
If I get champed, she's thumbs down.
So everyone had a VB.
I didn't drink vodka.
I heard it from the champ there.
That must have been someone else at the table.
Rosie from Bill and I. Thank you for reading that out.
Yes, exactly.
Not a vodka drinker.
Champ.
Yeah. No, if I get champed, she's
straight down. Okay, noted. Everybody, note that. Anyway, Adam from Seymour says, I was beside myself when I met the King of Kings at a corporate function for the Renegades when the King was also the president. It was an honour to rub shoulders and take a pic with the great man along the likes of John Elliott. I also won the bat signed by Hodgie in the raffle. I've sent Rosie the pic on her Instagram.
Oh, hello.
Here we go.
There, thumbs up. Up he goes. Renegades.
He's the King of Kings.
That's it.
Righto. Thumbs up for that. All right,
well, what you've got to do here to get the thumbs up.
Call him champ.
No, I don't reckon that won't work for you.
All right, does this impress the King of Kings? Mm-hmm. Wayne from Geelong.
Oh, yes, I like it already.
When I was 15, 1997, after playing under-16 footy, my teammates and I went and watched Geelong versus Hawthorn. The game was at Cadinia Park. At the end of the game, there were two sirens that would blow. First for the end of the game, second was when the crowd could run out to the ground.
Yes.
We would all line up on the fence just before the first siren. Security would start walking around with the fence line to stop people running on the ground. Yep. We knew when we jumped the fence to V-line for the Hawks players near the bench. The plan was some of us will get caught so the others could make it to the players and then down to the rooms.
Right.
The siren blew, Hawks won, then we rang. A couple got stopped, but the rest of us ran for our lives to the Hawks players. We got to them and we made it down to the race and into the rooms. Got to join in with the celebration, see the players who gave us some Hawthorn socks and shorts.
Mm.
Billy will remember this. We went up to the K-Rock broadcasting box at halftime. They gave us some of their cakes and donuts off the tray. Does that impress the King of Kings?
I didn't hear any reference to the King of Kings.
No, I didn't hear any reference to Jim.
That don't impress me
much. Wayne.
Come on, Wayne.
Come on, Wayne.
What the bloody hell's that?
I don't reckon we would have given too many donuts or anything, Jim.
Okay, this is final for today.
Right.
So get online, triplem.com.au. Go to the win page for your chance. Thanks to Rex Airlines and Tourism Australia. Visit rex.com.au to book your next flight to King Island. Does this impress the King of Kings?
Here
this is from Dale from Rosebud. Dear the King of Kings, K-O-K, that's cock to me. Surely the least you could do for me, propping up the number one show on radio for the entirety of summer whilst you sunned your nuts at Port Ferry, leaving me to work with the insufferable English language butchering that has had long-lasting effects on my own ability to talk ongoing. Clown, that is Anthony William. Surely fair compensation is a trip to King Island, surely. Anyway, love your work. Back to the love booth. Regards, the part-timer, Daisy Thomas.
Oh, Daisy. Thumbs up.
Oh.
Daisy gets a thumb. We love it.
He'd love to go. He loves his goal.
His goal.
He's the king of kings.
I'm not sure whether... Can we let Daisy win it?
No, he can't. If he's part of the team.
Had to read out the entry,
though.
No,
it's good entry.
Very good
entry. Very good, Dar. Actually, well. Must have got your girlfriend to help him with it.
Well done, Hose.
That's
very good.
Unfair.
So what are we? Two, one more day of
yes, one more of reading.
So how many we got through, do you reckon, to the bit of a playoff?
Nearest the pin.
Yeah.
Well, it's about half
today
a dozen.
There was two.
Right.
Except one's ineligible.
Yesterday, three or four yesterday, so six, so maybe eight.
Eight.
And then James has to pick
another
of
lot
that.
Tomorrow.
And then we have some sort of quiz or nearest the
there
pin.
There might be like an Anthony from Bayside that comes in late.
Anthony.
Jamie Anthony.
Because that's a hell of a prize.
What are you going to write about yourself?
Yeah, that's your name.
Don't worry. it'll be
if
a full
an entrance,
tome.
Good. All right.
You'll be reading it well and truly into breakfast the next.
Return flights for four people from Melbourne to King Island. Two this nights accommodation on King Island. 3 days of golf at Cape Wickham and Ocean Dunes. Car hire valued at $6,000. MMM.com.au. Impress the King of Kings. Man. All thanks to Rex Airlines. And tourism.
That might be as good a prize as we have given away for a long time. That's a bloody cracking prize.
Thirsty camel's good.
It is, but it's not $6,000.
It's $200 voucher.
Yeah, so
four slabs.
And if you're not into golf, it's, pretty good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So we get people up and then Bill serves that up.
So Wednesday, we usually have Jay-Z Clark in JB, but unfortunately he can't come in today.
No, so what happens on the 7 Network with their news is they've got Tom Brown.
They have.
And they've got Mitch Cleary. And they're dueling banjos. They compliment each other. It's very nice
compliment.
To watch. I like it.
I don't know if they compliment.
And he joins us now, Mitch Cleary, otherwise known as the Maasai Warrior. Welcome to you.
Good evening, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now let's go with the big breaking story about the GF.
They've locked in for Gill's farewell, Jim, the 2:30 p.m. time slot. I know that'll keep plenty of fans happy. The afternoon barbecues can stay in tradition, but I think it made the most sense. Andrew Dillon, the new CEO, was very strong on the afternoon, and it was hard to see Gill backflipping on the afternoon in his last year. I think it would have been probably the last thing you needed going out and causing disruption to fans and tradition. So they're sticking with 2:30 for at least another year.
Yes.
And let's see where we fall in future years.
Yeah, might go back a little bit in following years. Speaking of Gill, what's happening down at Tasmania? Big protest there. Some saying 6,000 people were there and a minority group making a lot of noise.
Yeah, this was interesting on the weekend, Bill. The protesters, Jackie Lambie was the loudest voice voting against the stadium. So they want the team, but not the stadium. It's going to cost over $700 million. The people of Tassie, or some of them, arguing that money would be better spent to housing, education, and things like that. Essentially right now, Tassie is in political limbo. So the man who did the deal with Gill, Jeremy Rockliffe, is leading a minority Liberal government. And right now, his future is in some doubt, given any decision from here needs to be ticked off by the wider parliament. Now, the opposition, being Labor, and also the Greens, are saying no to a stadium. They're going to use that, if an early election is called, use that as their big policy, no to the stadium. So right now, you have to say the Tassie deal and the stadium, because the team's not coming without a stadium.
Well, that's my question, Maasai. So Gill has hoisted his flag on the fact that if there's no stadium, there's no team. So where does that leave it?
Well, that's the thing right now. So the deal is being done by the state government of Liberals, Jim. But if Labor was to come in, they're using that as their major policy to rip up the deal around the stadium. So it is in some doubt. Gill continues to say Bellerive Oval is not an option, even though many would say you upgrade that stadium, you put half the money into upgrading that. It's 15 minutes out of town. And Gill continues to say Hobart needs, as part of its new team, what Adelaide Oval's had. You can walk there from the city. Yep. Optus in Perth, you can walk there mostly, I guess, from Crown and the surrounding areas. Hobart, if the ground was to be upgraded at Bellerive, is just not going to work. And he's sticking by that. And right now, there is some doubt around what happens with this stadium, especially given the political limbo happening in Tassie.
All right, Mitch Cleary, I want to ask you this. We've got three teams down the bottom of the ladder, West Coast, Hawthorn and North Melbourne, all battling. Does this push even harder for a mid-season trade? Should those clubs be able to go mid-season and grab a player from somewhere else?
It's a very good question. I know the AFL is pushing it as part of the CBA negotiations going on right now. I want to ask you, though, Jim, if that was to happen right now, would you see the lower teams, those three that you mentioned, actually get worse? Because you could see a scenario where North would trade a Todd Goldstein to a Collingwood for you know, an early pick, and those players would actually, those clubs would actually get worse because their good players would be cherry-picked by the teams playing finals in return for draft picks. But I just think there would be a massive gap between the best teams and the worst teams right now. I think that would get wider if the best players from those clubs were being picked off by the final.
Well, I think you'd have to put some you'd have to put some pretty clear boundaries around it. It would have to be a player coming into your side. It would you wouldn't be able to trade draft picks middle of the year. But just to bolster the teams that are either horrifically battling with injury or form, I think it's something they need to look at. While we're on player movement, what are you hearing?
Harry Himmelberg is probably the most in-demand free agent, or going to be the one that's spoken about the most between now and the end of the year. He's at the Giants. The Giants want to start contract talks. He's saying, no, right now, let me play footy. There's heaps of clubs into him. Richmond, Sydney. The Richmond one is an interesting example, guys, because they don't have picks right now. They gave them up for Hopper and Taranto last year. They don't have picks at the draft. But given Himmelberg is a free agent, they only need to offer draft, salary cap room for him. So right now, he would be a prime target for Richmond if they were to continue going down this, you know, attack for the flag model that they're showing, because they don't have the picks to give up for him. So that is one to watch around him. Tom DeConing at Carlton. Yes. There's heaps of clubs into him. Out of the sight at the moment. Is he in Carlton's plans for the future? Well, he's playing VFL. He had a concussion a few weeks ago. Ones to watch around this. Sydney, St Kilda, where Soss is the list manager. He actually drafted him to the Blues originally. You've got Geelong, where his brother plays as well. So there's a couple of names. Mitch McGovern as well.
Wow.
Still out of contract. Does he go back home to WA to play with his brother Jeremy? The Eagles need some good players right now.
They do indeed. Anything else as we wrap you up, Mitchy boy?
Just one for you at Geelong.
Yeah.
Bill, Paddy Dangerfield potentially to return before the bye. We thought he might have been eased a little bit more with that hamstring given his soft tissue history. They should get Jack Henry back this week. He'll be a big in. He's finished runner-up in Best and Fairest in recent years. So he's a pretty important player that they've missed all year. His brother, though, Ollie Henry, out for a couple of weeks.
Done his knacker. You done that? You ever ruptured a testicle, Mitch?
Can't say I have, Bill.
Righto. At St. Mary's there, I thought you might have done it, but
I didn't go hard enough.
No, exactly.
All right, Masai, great chatting to you always. Thanks for jumping on the phone.
Thanks, guys.
See you,
mate. Can hear Mitch Cleary as part of Channel 7's news from 6 p.m. tonight as well. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Why is a SCOBY poll called
a SCOBY poll?
Shut up!
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw and Billy Bramley.
Oh, okay. Fat, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Jim's here too. And Rup.
You were excited about something.
Well, big news in the office again, because we spoke about the bad behaviour in the office yesterday, and it's continued because we've got a complaint about your car.
No, I don't think we have.
James, you've parked it down there for a week.
No, not for a week.
Yes, you have, since you've been away.
Oh, well, I haven't been away for a week.
Well, Thursday.
I went away Saturday, and I'm back Wednesday, so that's not a week.
It's been there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And you know the other reason I'm not worried about it?
Why?
Because it's my car park. So if I want to park my car in my car park,
anyway,
I can.
Bad office behaviour from you. You'll get a letter in the mail. Please explain.
Explain to me how that's bad behaviour. If it's my allocated car park and I'm parking my car in it.
Because people use it in the morning that do the breakfast shows. Then, but the big, big news, Jim.
he's cracked it.
I know.
They can park wherever they want.
Plus, he's never wrong and it's never his fault.
No, that's true.
He's such a gaslighter. The biggest news is there's a vending machine coming into the office, Jim. A vending machine. And Lucy from Tactics, she's in charge, but I've taken over because she's pregnant. And she said, Fat, you do it.
Anyway, no, she hasn't said that.
She did.
But what is the project you've taken over?
I've got to find a big list of things here that you can put in a vending machine. I've got to find 10 items.
So Snickers, in other words.
I've got a
Snickers
couple.
Bar in there.
Organic coconut water. No, that's not it.
I wouldn't have thought that's going
in. No, the Golden Circle Golden Pash. That's getting in, Jim.
What? Really?
Golden Pash.
Never
like Passiona, I think it is.
Right.
Nippy's Ice Coffee. Oh, yes, please. We love that.
All right, that's is that a tick, is it?
Yes. Kombucha, no, too healthy. Red Bulls, yes, they're getting a run, Jim.
Sugar-free.
Yeah. Jerky, just jerky. Grass
beef jerky.
Yes, beef jerky.
Putting beef jerky
that's
in there.
Getting
jerky.
In there.
No one eats beef jerky anymore.
I'm from the country. Yes,
you go
I'm
to
a farmer.
Truck stop to get beef jerky, not our vendor machine.
Lenny and Larry's cookie, white chocolate and macadamia nut. Yes, that gets in there, Jim.
Oh, no. Just so you know, Golden Pash is like a juice. It's like a little primer.
Yeah, right.
Not Passiona.
Not Passiona.
Well, we'll find some Passiona. Well, that's not getting it. Barocca. We need that.
Barocca.
Yes.
Good for a Monday.
Yeah. It is. Or Tuesday. Or Wednesday. Coca-Cola. They all get in, Jim. Don't worry about that one. Butter menthol. You get the butter menthols. We get sore throats.
Sounding like a crap vending machine.
Cheezels.
Oh, Cheezels.
Cheezels.
That's
yeah,
better.
Cheezels
that's
are in.
Better.
Chiquito.
Mm-hmm. They still make Chiquito.
Apparently.
They make Chiquito.
Yes, it is. Chiquito. And then the crinkle cut chicken and barbecue. You just ate a bag of barbecue chips.
Well, you helped and so did
Rabs. No, we didn't. Rabs, we had none, did we? So there
oh, none. Yeah.
Oh, and 4 and 20 pies, sausage rolls.
They're not going to have a 4 and 20 pie in a vending machine.
Actually, they're frozen. What's that mean? What? They're frozen.
Yeah. You cook them in the microwave and oven here.
There you go. You can have a traveller pie, the classic beef pie, the cheese and bacon. Oh, Jimmy
I'm
boy,
giving
chicken curry.
That job back to Loose Wheels.
I
because you will fill that thing with crap.
No, well, that's all right.
No.
We need some of
it isn't. Speaking of office behaviour,
yes.
See what happened to me the other day.
Oh, here we go.
So I'm leaving here.
Didn't
to
know
go.
Who Rudy was?
Leave? No, I know Rudy. I've been here before.
D.
Well, I know who D is. But I'm leaving to go home.
What time?
So, about 6:15. And I'm getting out into the lift well there, Fat, where you hit the button and the lift can be quite slow out there.
There's four of them.
And so I hit the button to go down.
It's 6:15 right now.
And 6:15.
I'm going to get the video out, that's all.
So just as the lift's about to open, this lady from our office.
Yes.
It comes walking to get into the same lift.
Ooh.
So I said, hi.
Hi.
And she goes, welcome back. And I said, I haven't been anywhere. And then she sort of flushed red because she realised that she wrong. Thought I was someone else. And then we both got in the lift. And then you just stand there giving it the...
Orcs. Yep.
I started looking at the numbers together.
And it goes slow, it pulls up.
What can you say? Like, there's no other words you can say after
and
that.
She would be embarrassed.
Yeah,
she just wants
like,
to get out.
Oh, wow, I thought he was someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
How all at 6:15?
How many awkward moments can you have in
a
lift?
Or
when you get
and
in?
You can't recover.
No.
Once it's orcs.
When people stand right there and it opens and they're there, you go, oh, just coming in.
How's the weather?
Good. Yeah. That's what I said the other day.
Because
that's it. But that was number 5, me and a bloke. I said, where, what's there? What's it like up there? He goes, where? I said, up 5, because we're only on 2. He goes, yeah, good. I go, all right.
That was it?
That was it. Oh, well, I started and I.
Well, and then you just had nothing more to go with.
Yeah. So he can get stuffed on level
2.
He can get stuffed on level 5.
You got a present in front of you, Bill, with a few people's names on it.
Welcome
I started
back.
Wrapping it.
And we're going to give it to Jim next.
Ran out of paper.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
As I'm walking over there, there's this shrubbery underneath the pavilion.
Down by the rubbery. You can
rubbery, I'll supply the rubbery. You can go to buggery.
We do have a special presentation now with a great man here, the King of Kings. That's you, Jim.
Fat.
Yeah.
Why is this happening?
Well, it was your birthday last Thursday.
And so it's well and truly gone.
Whitney ordered you a present.
Right.
It didn't arrive till Friday.
Right.
You're down the beach.
Yes.
This is the first time we've had you in studio.
Right.
So, Jim, here it is here, signed by the department, our little department, all of us here.
Right.
So I'm going to give you this present now.
Hang on. Fat.
This is Whitney.
Happy birthday.
Hillary.
Hillary. Famous Marilyn to the President JFK.
Well, you're a president.
No, I'm not.
You used to be a president.
A long time ago.
You were.
He's the King of Kings!
Oh, there he is. Now, Jim, here.
What?
I want you, before you open it, beautifully wrapped, Well done, Hose. And all the names of the department are on there. So let's just go through the names of all your friends here, Jim, who are all assembled outside
can't
as a matter of interest. Right, I go
can't
through
them. Read them all.
Yes, you can. I'll go through them, right?
Righto.
There's George there. Who's George?
Yeah, Onion.
Yeah, well done. Good.
A massive bloody head on him.
Yeah, Rosie's there.
Yeah, Rosie's there. Wit's there. Wit. Wheels is there. Beersy's there. Jasper's there.
Who's Jasper?
Jasper's got the bloody glasses on out there.
Yeah, what's he do?
Got no idea.
Right, no.
I don't know what anyone does.
Which one's Rudy? Anyway,
Rudy is there. Yes. The hat on.
What's he do?
He's
drinks and
Dead
eats
Set
pies.
Legends.
He does do Dead Set Legends.
You see him on a Saturday morning. Sucked in, fat.
Beersy?
Was there beers? He's in the middle.
Righto, good work.
All right, anyway, I'm opening up now.
D, just say g'day to D out there.
I said hello to everybody.
Oh.
What am I opening here?
That's a present. There we go, Jimmy.
Oh, I love it. Well, I had a Smartless hat on the other day. Did you see it?
That's what we said.
Oh,
and what else did you get?
A T-shirt.
No, from Lee.
Lee's gave me a T-shirt and a hat. Now I've got the hoodie.
I know, that's a complete set.
I like it.
Well done. Congratulations,
well done,
happy birthday.
You would have done that. Well done.
And everyone else out there.
No, they would have bugger all to do it.
No, Jasper was in on that.
No, that is a brilliant present. Thank you very much. I love that.
Exactly. Well done, team. There you go, Jimmy boy.
Nice. By the way, if you haven't got around Smartless, it's the best out. Is it on Listener?
Yes, it is.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. So it's the best podcast that's not on Listener. Well, if it's on Listener, it is superb.
Yeah.
So Sean Hayes, Will Arnett, Jason Bateman.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, team.
Well done.
Good
to
work.
Everyone. I appreciate that.
Yes.
It's brilliant. Thank
you. That's a present you'll enjoy.
Bloody oath it is.
Bill's got a present that you probably won't.
I'm highly
won't
unlikely
enjoy.
To enjoy.
His joke's coming up next.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Don't forget the midweek rub is on Triple M Melbourne. Straight after us, Joey, Daisy and Damo. You can grab it right now on the Listener app.
Podcast.
Mm.
Hey, how are your intros? They've been very, very, very good, Raps.
I thought today's wasn't one of my best, but Joey still backed me in.
Righto.
Damo didn't. But Damo can be a bit of a blanket.
No, he can.
While we're talking about the podcast, got to make sure that you watch your P's and Q's.
What you say? The mics are always on.
The mics are always on?
Yes.
Oh, I tell you that.
Jimmy.
I tell you the standards in this industry.
Oh, no.
If that had happened to someone else, there would be all hell breaking loose, but that'll just slide across the desk.
You
no one will say
righto?
Now, tomorrow, David
Bruce
Jones.
Please go to triplem.com.au for your entries to impress the King of Kings.
He's the King of Kings.
Rosie's got him flying in. Mm-hmm. David Bruce Jones in here.
Yeah.
A superstar, of course.
Man.
Norm Smith medalist.
Straight up and
Premiership
down.
Player. We love him. And also Nick Revolt in here.
Alpaca.
He's back here for a little while from
Texas.
Is he Austin? Well, I'm not sure where in Texas he is anyway. So we love chatting to him as well.
Do.
So big show tomorrow.
Big show.
Mm. Houston, is it? Right. Houston, Texas. All right. Here we go,
Houston, New York.
What? Houston, New York.
Day with the laugh. This is Billy's joke. Legends making legends at Builders Academy. Buildersacademy.com.au.
Builders Academy back on board the joke after yesterday's thumbs up, Bill.
Thumbs up, Jimmy.
Yes, come on. No more of that.
Jim, I've got a good mate, but he has a lisp.
Okay.
Lisp. And I don't take him too seriously, Jim, but when he said Binniff, I knew he meant business. Jim. Jim. He gets very serious. He goes, Binniff!
Fat.
And I know he means business.
It just sounded like you speaking normal.
I didn't have to.
No, you didn't have to put that one on even.
Oh, I mean business.
Sorry.
Yes!
That's just you with normal delivery.
No, it's not, Jim. Legends, making legends. That's Builders Academy.
That's it.
They mean business. Anyway, Jim, sleep on that.
I won't.
In your new
I'll
hoodie.
Never think about it again.
New.
My new hoodie.
Hoodie.
Smartless.
Which you are. You are the king of the
divan. Don't try and strip any of it back in the head. Just move on. Just forget what he said and move on. It's worked for me for the 24 years I've known him.